Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Hey there, it's Dr. Ilona Sanders, your spiritual success mentor, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful spiritual success training session. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and be glad in it. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you today. I want to congratulate you for making an investment in your life and boldly saying yes to your success. You now have in your hands the key to activate the acceleration of your destiny. You will learn how to overcome obstacles and manifest miracles. I may not know you personally, but I admire and respect you because you are someone who is willing to take 100% responsibility for your spiritual success. What is spiritual success? Spiritual success is a compound phrase I created to help you understand and master your daily outcomes. Spiritual success is the masterful balance of inner and outer intention. It is your energy management through thoughts, feelings, and actions. Spiritual success is having an inner foundation in place, which is necessary for outer manifestation to appear. Success, most definitely, is an inside job. That is why I often say that name it and claim it alone does not work. You must have an inner foundation in place to support outer manifestation. Spiritual success is the beautiful, radiant reflection of God working and being seen through your life, your ministry, or your business. This is you living out of your divine nature, your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you, as I call it. This is you and the Father being one. This is your Christ consciousness being demonstrated to the world. As he is above, so are you here now. Now, if the language of Father or Christ doesn't work for you, please use whatever language is right for you. In this session, I'm going to walk you through the five keys you will need to uplevel your life and start your destiny acceleration. Here we go. Spiritual success key number one is clarity. One of my favorite sayings is, clarity is king. So often I hear from so many of my clients and so many of my students that they just don't know exactly what their purpose is, or if they do know what their purpose is, they don't know where to start, what to do first, what would bring them the most profitable outcome right away. Listen, I can also sense this about you. You know you are here for a purpose, to do great things and have a powerful impact. I can sense that right now you are so ready to live and experience life to the fullest using your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities. But again, I can also sense stress and fear comes up when you try to step out in a new direction. And you're terrified about missing your time. And you know this is it. You know you don't have much more time to lose. I know you're tired of running into roadblocks, detours, and stop signs, all because you are not 100% sure what your purpose is. It's like you're stuck on a merry-go-round, going around and around in the same cycle year in and year out. I can understand you being a bit frustrated and you want the madness to stop, yes? I'm here to help you with that today. Here is a key to getting really clear and intentional about your destiny. The next time you are in a quiet space after prayer or meditation, I want you to gently think about what you want to do with your life and what would make you really happy. Not how you're going to do it. Only think about what you want to do. Your heart is always singing a song, and that song is the purpose of your life. When you gently think of how you want to have an impact and those thoughts bring you joy, that is the song of your heart's purpose. Now notice I said gently think about what it is you want to do. Forcing the issue or trying to force seeing your purpose or your destiny is counterintuitive. It won't work. You cannot force this, but when you are in a quiet, calm space, then just begin to gently think about what you would really, really want to do with your life and how you would like to have an impact, and gently think about that. You will begin to feel such intense joy, overwhelming joy. That is the song your heart wants to sing to the world. Now, let me talk to you about the power of intention. When you are clear in your mind and you have clear vision, you can then set an intention. Setting an intention is to simply start with the end in mind. You must see the end result. That is why Jesus the Christ left on record, "Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Notice now, you're not praying your current circumstance. You're not praying your perceived obstacles, whatever your perception is about what's stopping you, blocking you, or what's in your way. You're not praying your fears. You are praying the desired outcome. So when it comes to clarity, remember to listen to your spirit. Your heart is always communicating with you. And once you have clarity, then you are free to begin to set an intention. And an intention allows you to start with the end result in mind. And when you're clear and you're ready to set an intention, write the vision and make it plain. All right? So this is the third part. Number one, you have to get quiet and you have to hear the song of your heart singing. When you gently meditate on what you want to do with your life, set the intention by starting with the end result. And number three, write the vision down and make it plain. Something amazing and phenomenal happens when you take pen to paper or pencil to paper. I know that we're in a technological age and we can get a lot of things done digitally, and I still do some things digitally as well, but there is something phenomenal and amazing that happens when you take pen to paper. Write the vision and make it plain. You should be able to see where you're going, the end result. You don't have to know every piece of the vision or how you will accomplish it. How is not important. That is God's part. That is the universe part. And when I say universe, I'm speaking of God's operating system. Just like when you have a computer system and you have hardware, the functioning part, you need software and an operating system to make all those pieces come together and work. So for me and for my purposes, when I say universe, that is God's operating system. That is all the spiritual laws, the angelic realm, everything that he has put in place to aid and assist us. The universe will begin to bring to you the how. You don't have to know how. Just get clear and write it down. Next, you must activate key number two, and that is your mindset. Spiritual success key number two, your mindset. Now, this is going to require some work on your part. It will require you getting quiet, being alone with yourself, going in and doing the work. This is where I want to be very sober and very candid with you, because I am not selling a get-rich-quick scheme, although you can achieve results very quickly. But you are going to have to do some work. No one can do this for you. I heard Jim Rohn say one time, that's like asking someone else to do your push-ups for you and thinking that you will get the results. No, there comes a time, beloved, when you must put the work in and be willing to do whatever it takes to take full responsibility for your spiritual success. So when it comes to your mindset, it will require you getting quiet, being alone with yourself, going into your rich inner life of the kingdom and doing the work. So what is a mindset and why is it important? A mindset or a paradigm is a set of rules based on thoughts that you think over and over again until it is a part of your belief system. This belief system is stored deep within the subconscious mind and it calls the shots. A belief system then is nothing more than a set of thoughts that you think over and over again until it becomes a mindset. It is so automatic that you function on autopilot. You are not fully conscious and don't think about the things you say or the actions you take. Let's talk about this further. You cannot achieve spiritual success or be victorious if you are praying one thing, yet believing and saying another. Your thoughts are paramount to your success. As a man thinketh, so is he, said the proverbial writer. So I want to ask you a few questions today. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Number two, who or what is getting most of your attention? Who or what is getting most of your attention? Number three, are you getting the results you really desire to see in your life? Number four, are you praying for one thing but believing another? That is what we call having one foot on the gas and one foot on the brakes. You want to go, but you're stopping yourself. You say you believe, but you're talking doubt and fear. You say you believe, but you're fearful. You believe in scarcity and lack. Are you praying one thing, but yet believing another? Number five, are you up one day, down the next? Are you fluctuating from week to week? I've seen this with many of my private clients that I coach. They're up one week and they're down the next. One week they're full of enthusiasm and joy and positivity. And the next week they're down in confusion. Again, that's that incongruency, that start-stop mentality. Number six, or are you really on track, moving in purpose, and ready to take it to the next level? Here's an action step. Slow down. Calm down and take time. This is your action step. Slow down, calm down, and take time. Incorporate the daily practice of slowing down, calming down, and start listening to yourself think to discover what's on your mind all day. You will be amazed when you slow down and start listening to what you're thinking about all day long. You should observe the following about your thoughts. Are they mostly negative or positive? How are you feeling most of the day? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you in fear most of the time? Are you nervous, anxious, agitated, irritated? I have one client that tells me she's in anxiety and fear most of the day. She says like it just comes out of nowhere. She's beginning to see what she's thinking and feeling all day long. And she says she's agitated and anxious all day long, just full of fear. and she has to tell herself over and over again, I'm okay, everyone's okay, nothing to worry about. So are you nervous, anxious, agitated, irritated? Are you hopeless, depressed, full of doubt and despair? Remember, these thoughts, feelings, and emotions are sending a message to your subconscious mind. You are creating a vibrational frequency that will set spiritual laws in motion. For instance, the law of attraction, the law of cause and effects. What you think about, you will bring about. You will manifest what you think about most of the time. I want you to look into some of my other resources for in-depth teachings on the power of your subconscious mind. Spiritual success key number 3, focus. I'm going to briefly touch on 5 points that I want to bring out about focus. Number 1, don't underestimate the power of focus. Remember, what you think about, you bring about. When you think deeply and meditate with emotion, you are creating a vibrational frequency that will set the spiritual law of attraction in motion. I want to say that again. When you think deeply and meditate with emotion, you have feeling attached to what you're thinking, you start creating a vibrational frequency that the spiritual laws pick up on and set the law of attraction in motion. That works in the positive or the negative. I just want to say one thing here about the subconscious mind. When you begin to think deeply and intently, and you think it with emotion, and the message gets sent to your subconscious mind is power without direction. It does not discriminate between right or wrong, evil or good. It doesn't discriminate. Whatever you tell it, that's what it's going to do. Number 2, how you do anything is how you do everything. I know you've heard that saying before. You must be purposeful and intentional. Remember, intention is about seeing the end result. How you do anything is how you do everything. You cannot slack in one area and believe that you will excel in another. How you keep your house, how you treat your physical body, how you treat your car, how you treat your bank accounts is the same way you will keep or treat your ministry or your business or your life. So how you do anything is how you do everything. If you are always the kind of person that put things off and procrastinate, if you do that in one area, you're going to do it in another. How you do anything is how you do everything. Number 3, practice the power of fresh focus every day. Practice the compound effect every day. Just do a little every day. Be consistent. But most importantly, be present. Be present every day, meaning show up. Be in the moment. Be present in the moment. I often say that the current moment, your present moment, is the place of power. That is the most powerful moment because that's your breakthrough moment. It's your defining moment. It is your destiny moment. Success is just doing a lot of little things well. Fresh focus is all about being present and not just going through the motions. This is why sometimes people don't get results when they do a 15-day this, a 20-day this, because they'll get up and just rush through and just go through. Rituals are powerful. Rituals will yield you a compound effect when done properly. When you show up every day and you are present, you are in it. You are feeling it. You are internalizing it. Those rituals then become powerful. 1 hour of inner work can equal 7 hours of busy work or just going through the motions of doing some work. I cannot stress enough how important it is to take time to go in and do the work in your rich inner life of the kingdom of God, as I call it. Jesus the Christ said the kingdom of heaven is within you. And that kingdom is limitless. It is boundless. It is endless. It is abundance. It is wealth. It is power. It is creative. Everything you need is already within you. So number four on this 5 points on focus is I want you to every day acknowledge you. Keep your word to yourself. Your success is non-negotiable. You have to be non-negotiable about the things that you commit to doing every single day when it comes to your success. Don't put it off. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I didn't get my newsletter out today. Well, it's the weekend. I can do it Saturday. Be non-negotiable about your success. Keep your word to you. Number five. You must do some things differently to get a different result. I know you've heard it 100 times, but it is true. When you're ready to see a different result, there are some things you're going to have to do differently. I want you to do this and start on a 90-day run. Start today, a process for change, and do a 90-day run, because every 90 days, you can create a new seasonal shift in your life. 21 to 30 days can create a new habit. 60 days will create a new mindset. 90 days will create a new lifestyle. Every 90 days, you can have a seasonal shift in your life. And creating new habits is about doing some things differently. It's not so much about breaking old habits or breaking bad habits as much as creating new ones. And the old ones, the undesirable ones, will just fall and disappear out of your life. Spiritual success key number four, inspired action. From the clarity you have about your life's purpose and the visioning process you started, your spirit will begin to communicate back to you. You will begin to receive fresh download from another dimension about the action steps you should take. I want to take my time here and express what inspired, authentic action is versus busy work. Busy work is initiated from the ego realm. It is based on how you perceive things around you. It comes out of a scarcity, limited, fear-based mindset. Busy work is all about what you think is hot right now, or what the latest bling or shiny object is on the internet, who's promoting the next get-rich-quick scheme project or promotion. It's what your competitors are doing. Busy work is what others expect from you, what you think other people expect from you, or what you think people are looking at, or how you believe people are judging you. Busy work is all about your worldview of danger or rejection or your fear of rejection, and on and on and on and on it goes. In other words, we can be very good at doing busy work, but we're not accomplishing anything. I often say this, that sometimes you're just stuck on the same level for 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. You may get a new car, but it's the same class of car. You may move to another house, but basically it's the same kind of house, maybe just in a different neighborhood. We want to be progressing. We want to see our life evolving, and we want our destiny to accelerate. You will either stress your life with busy work or hide and play small, taking a vow of invisibility, or you can do inspired action. We don't want to take a vow of invisibility. That's when you shrink so small and you don't play a big enough game and you do just enough to get by because you're fear of criticism, fear of being rejected. What you want instead is inspired action. Inspired action comes from your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within. It is revelation from an authentic realm that is working for your good. Inspired action is easy and effortless. You cannot receive until you are intentional and focused, taking inspired action. Inspired action is easy. I wait for inspired action all the time. And when I don't have it, I train myself to know that where I am is okay and is good enough for now. And before I know it, the next set of instructions will come for me. Spiritual success key number 5, gratitude. I know you have probably heard enough about gratitude to last you a lifetime. But I want to make sure you are not only a hearer, but a doer. I don't know of any other emotion that can shift atmospheres instantaneously, break the spirit of depression on the spot, cause divine alignment to take place, has almost a magical quality about it. It accelerates your manifested desires and starts the cycle of momentum for more things to be grateful for. Gratitude is the first thing you should engage upon waking up in the morning and the last thing before you go to bed at night. Practice celebrating every morning before you get out of bed 5 things you're grateful for that happened the day before, or what you're sensing as you awake, what you're grateful for. This way you start your day full of gratitude. You start your day happy and joyful. Gratitude, again, it is just such a powerful tool. If you're not using gratitude on a daily basis, you're missing something. You will begin to see how gratitude just shifts things instantly. It changes your moods, your outlook, your feelings, your emotion, fear, depression. It just goes out the window the moment you shift from fear, worry, anxiety, and stress and see something around you that you can be grateful for. That sets the law of attraction in motion because it will begin to create other things for you to be grateful for. It really, truly, truly works. Gratitude is just awesome. So there you have it, the 5 keys that can activate your destiny acceleration for spiritual success. You will get results fast. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to take a long time. It all depends on how much time are you willing to put in to do the inner work to produce outer manifestation. So let's recap the 5 keys to activate your destiny acceleration is 1, clarity. 2, mindset. 3, focus. 4, inspired action. 5, gratitude. Again, this is your assignment. No one can do the work for you. Nothing happens without change. You must be willing to change. Shut out the noise from the crowd without and shut out what I call the creepy crap from within, your inner critic, and hear the song of your heart, the song of your life's purpose singing to you every day. If you want to continue your study, be sure to check out my other resources such as Reset Your Mindset for Success, which is an in-depth class on your mindset and how it works for you or against you, and how to begin to reprogram it for success, boot camp, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, a host of other things. Visit the website www.ElonaSanders.com. Until our next spiritual success connection, remember, it won't work unless you work it. Hi, this is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I am interested in hearing your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback. You can email me at es@ElonaSanders.com. That's es@ElonaSanders.com. I would love for us to stay in touch. You can find me on Facebook at Ilona Sanders. That's at Ilona Sanders. Visit me on Twitter at Deliverance Doctor on Twitter. Until our next spiritual success connection, contact me for more information about my private one-on-one coaching or group coaching programs. Visit the resource section of the website. I'm sure you'll find something to dive into that would help you with your spiritual development.